Harold?
Hi, may I speak with Harold?
That's me.
Hi, Harold. Good afternoon. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area today. We'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before I begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm not driving.
And in which state do you live?
New Jersey.
And do you live inside the city of Camden or outside the city of Camden?
I live inside the city.
Okay. And thank you so much for taking my call. What is your zip code?
It's 08104.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a political candidate?
No.
And are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. What year were you born?
1955.
And which of the following best describes you, a man, woman, or other?
I'm a man.
And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
For statistical purposes only, what is your ethnicity? Caucasian, white, African-American, black, Asian-American?
Caucasian.
Okay. And what is the last grade you have completed in school?
12.
And how many kids, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 years of age, who you are the parent or guardian of?
None.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you don't recognize the name, just let me know. Here's the first one. State Senator Nilsa Cruz Perez.
I have no knowledge of this person.
Okay. Well, what about Camden School Superintendent Karina McCobbs?
I have no knowledge of this person.
State Assembly Bill Spearman.
I have no knowledge of this person.
Governor Phil Murphy.
My feelings are mixed on Mr. Murphy.
So would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
None of these describe my feelings.
Okay. So to better assist you, what do you want me to mark down for you, somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Well, you can't mark anything down because none of those things describe.
Okay. And what about former Mayor Frank Moran?
I have no opinion on Mr. Moran.
Okay. What about Mayor Vic, last name Kasparfin?
I have no opinion on him either. Maybe it would be more helpful if I tell you that I'm not political and I don't deal with politicians or issues. Most of them have no bearing on my life.
Okay, that's fine. And we are almost completing this part here. Remember, if you don't recognize the name, just let me know. What about the State Assembly? That would be Bill Moen?
I have no opinion on him.
Okay, and what about the teachers' unions?
I have no opinion on that. I've never had a child. I've never had any dealings with that.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here's the first one. Traditional public schools in Camden.
I have no knowledge of the traditional public schools in Camden.
What about Renaissance schools in Camden?
Again, no opinion because I have no knowledge of them.
Okay. What about public charter schools in Camden?
I have no knowledge of public charter schools in Camden.
And what about private or parochial schools in Camden?
Once again, no knowledge, no opinion.
Okay. Now, just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are two different ways to describe the same type of school. Knowing this, would you say that public charter or Renaissance schools are not different at all from traditional public schools? Not too different from traditional public schools, or somewhat different from traditional public schools, or very different from traditional public schools?
I graduated high school in 1973. There were no charter schools. There were no Renaissance schools. So I've never had any input from either one of them. I've had no contact with either one of them. I had no children. There's no one in my family to educate. So I've never had any dealings with any of these people. I have no opinion.
And would you say public education in Camden is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
I have no idea.
Okay. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Very important.
I think it's very important.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. And do you think that local public schools in Camden need to change, not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
You'll have to repeat that question. I missed part of it.
Sure. Do you think that local public schools in Camden need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
I have no opinion, once again. I have no experience with the public schools in Camden. I don't know what curriculum they teach. I don't know how they discipline or don't discipline children. I have no idea what goes on in the school system in the city of Camden.
And from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools and Renaissance schools here in Camden?
I have no opinion.
Okay. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable or more favorable? Or has it not changed one way or the other? You're breaking up, Mr. Harold. Could you please repeat that again? Hello, Mr. Harold. I cannot hear you. You're breaking up. Hello, Mr. Harold. Hello. 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 Hello, Mr. Harold. Can you hear me? Okay.